From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Bear Stearns, the Wall Street giant on life support this week, is the senior underwriter on two big bond deals for California, together worth $1.3 billion. J.P. Morgan, which is buying Bear Stearns, has assured the state treasurer it will honor those commitments. Analysts say municipal bonds aren't likely to take a hit from the turmoil on Wall Street, but there's growing gridlock in the credit market for businesses and individuals. Economics professor Peter Navarro of UC Irvine.
That basically leads our economy go further downhill. And the Fed is desperately trying to grapple with that, but it's an ill-equipped institution with a chairman who may be in over his head.
Navarro adds large financial institutions like Bear Stearns are vulnerable to market turmoil because they also hold large portfolios of mortgage-backed securities. The pilot of the cargo ship that hit the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge back in November has been charged. Yesterday in federal court, Captain John J. Cota was charged with criminal negligence and one count each of violating the Clean Water Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. More than 2,000 birds died after the Costco Busan hit a bridge tower in thick fog and proceeded to leak 58,000 gallons of fuel oil into San Francisco Bay. Cota faces up to a year and a half in prison and more than $100,000 in fines. Imagine living in a small town, paying more each month for water than folks in L.A. or San Francisco, and not being able to drink the water. That's the case for some Central Valley residents whose water is tainted with nitrates, the most common kind of contaminant in California drinking water. It's related to fertilizer and waste. The biggest problem is in Tulare County, at the heart of the state's farming and dairy belt. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Maria Orozco carefully slides dollar bills into a vending machine and fills up 5-gallon jugs of drinking water. She spends about $20 a month here. That's a lot for a family that only makes $18,000 a year. Orozco worked for a decade picking grapes, lemons, and oranges. And she says the very fields surrounding the tiny farmworker community of East Orosi are poisoning the drinking water that comes out of her tap. Back in her kitchen, she unfolds a piece of paper from the local water board.
This says our nitrate levels have gone up. We can't drink the water from here or cook it. If we cook it, it becomes even more poisonous. But we pay $57 a month for this water, and we still have to buy water to drink.
Tap water here consistently tests above legal limits for nitrates. That can impact a child's ability to carry oxygen in its blood. The risk is highest for infants and pregnant and nursing mothers. In adults, the EPA says nitrates can also cause spleen problems. Here at Lovell High School, students shoot hoops on a court surrounded by orchards and grape vineyards. Thirsty athletes have to drink bottled water from a cooler because the tap water here has tested positive for nitrates and DBCP, a pesticide that was phased out some 3 decades ago because of its risk to reproductive health. There are big signs posted above each sink in the cafeteria here, warning students not to drink the water. That's especially important for pregnant teenage moms and infants in the school's on-site child care center, says Rafi Sagamonian. He's the facilities director for the school district.
We could provide signs, say at the bathroom lavatories, but those signs sometimes get discarded, and you never know, somebody can go in there and drink the water accidentally.
Sagamonian says the school spends about $10,000 a year on bottled water. There's no dispute that nitrates in groundwater pose a serious problem. What's harder is to pin down the source. No one's quite sure how much nitrate contamination comes from fertilizer or septic tanks or dairies. Tulare County has more cows than people, and it's home to huge plants like Kraft cheese and Häagen-Dazs ice cream. Susana Dianda is co-director of the Community Water Center, a group that's suing regional water quality regulators.
The reality is these are low-income, small, rural, unincorporated communities that are paying the price for powerful entities like dairies to continue to pollute. I don't know of any other industry that gets a free ticket to pollute.
Dianda wants regulators to require the Central Valley's 1,600 dairies to line their waste ponds and better monitor groundwater seepage. But the milk industry says California dairies already face the toughest water quality regulations in the nation. Dairyman Tom Barcelos says it's ludicrous that environmental groups want more.
We're regulated up to our eyeballs. We pay fees to the county, we pay fees to the state, we pay fees to the water board. These new requirements are going to lay anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 a year added cost onto us, and you know that's going to take some people down. It's going to put them out of business.
Barcelos is referring to 128 pages of new regulations from the Central Valley Water Quality Control Board. They're phasing in the new rules after surveying dozens of dairies and finding polluted groundwater. Barcelos turns a valve that sprays a powerful jet of water down the lanes behind where his cows are feeding. The water flushes away manure, carrying it to a murky brown lagoon. Barcelos recycles that water into the pastures where he grows feed.
By the time we pump it out of the lagoon back into the field, the crops that are planted will uptake any kind of fertilizer value that's in that water, and we monitor that. So, you know, I don't believe that any of this will reach the groundwater.
And in Barcelos' case, it hasn't, according to UC researchers who studied the farm's soils and wells. Some of the challenges for regulators include finding which waste ponds are causing the problem, and then they have to balance the economic needs of a region that depends heavily on agriculture.
Agriculture, industry, municipalities, we're all in this together.
Carl Longley is chairman of the Central Valley Water Quality Control Board.
We all live here. We all use the same water. We all breathe the same air. And we're all responsible for minimizing man's footprint on the environment.
Longley says the new dairy regulations need time to work. Meanwhile, the state is putting some money towards improving small water systems, but it's not nearly enough to help many Tulare County communities develop a reliable drinking water source. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
To see photos of East Orosi and some dairy lagoons, visit our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, March 18th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org. The Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California, and the California Teachers Association, because every child deserves a chance to learn and no child succeeds alone. More information is available at cta.org.